you're standing before a monumental image of the great teacher, the Buddha. Donald Lopez.
The Buddha probably died around 400 BCE, and for the first few centuries of the Buddhist tradition, when the Buddha is depicted, he is absent. And then, for reasons that are unclear, we see the Buddha starting to be depicted figuratively.
This classic image of the Buddha is rendered in the South Indian style. The off-the-shoulder robe reflects the heat of southern India. Other key marks reflect universal signs of the Buddha. John Guy.
The image of the Buddha himself is marked by a series of what are called auspicious signs. These are the markings which distinguish a mere mortal from someone with enhanced powers. The Buddha is seen to have 32 such marks, and they include the forehead mark, the ona, which as the texts tell us is a curl of white hair between the eyes, the bump on the head, the shnisha, which is understood as a sign of wisdom, very likely emanates from the way in which holy men would wear their hair, the tight curls of hair, which are the direct legacy of that moment when the Prince Siddhartha, the Buddha, cut off his hair at the tonsure ceremony.
Before you leave, pause and look at one final detail.
If you look closely at the eyes, because the eyeball, which is normally represented where it should be, is not. It appears to be rolled up into the upper eyelid. And I would suggest to you that this detail, which I've never detected before, suggests that this Buddha is in deep meditation. This is a very curious feature, and one which sets this Buddha apart as something very special.
We leave this exhibition with a Buddha deep in meditation. He's in a practice that takes us right back to the Bodhi tree, his place of enlightenment. We're reminded of the symbols, the footprints, the figures, the trees and the serpents that have shared the power and the story of the Buddha and Buddhist art since 200 BCE, and which continue to enchant viewers millennia after their creation.